In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about something that I see a lot of entrepreneurs not only wishing for, but I see a lot of entrepreneurs promising it. Oof. Let's cue that intro and dive on in. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, this is Rachel Peterson, your host. This is so fun. I was actually just reviewing some of the stats the other day, and it's kind of funny because I always record these episodes in just like a chill mode. I'm usually like live streaming on TikTok while I do them, and I always kind of imagine like one person listening, and sometimes I'll hop into the back end and I'm like, wait, there's more than one person that listens to this podcast? Or if someone tags me in a picture of it on Instagram, I'm like, I didn't know people actually listened. I know that that's so funny, but it just weirds me out to think like people are actually listening when I'm just sharing my heart for like one person in each episode. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. Okay. I want to talk about something that I've seen a lot of people not only wishing for, but I've seen a lot of not fake leaders, but leaders that are being, dare I say, irresponsible. How about great marketers making big promises? And that is, everyone is wishing for an easy button. And like, I get it, you guys. Oh my gosh, do I ever get it? You know, I turned 31 this year. I wish more than anything there was some easy button I could hit that would suddenly give me like a jolt of energy besides coffee. I wish so badly that there was a button I could press so I wouldn't have to do the work. I wish so bad that there was an easy button that I could hit where it would make all my friendships magically always perfectly nurtured. I wish there was an easy button I could hit that would make business just like soar 24/7. But guys, I gotta break it to you. There is no such thing as an easy button. And the pursuit of it can be really costly. It can be costly for happiness. It can be costly for our wallets, like literally costly. It can be costly for our sanity. It can be costly for, you can find yourself like tormented, feeling like you're on the outside of something. Like all the cool kids in business know this easy button and like you're on the outside of it. And so what's crazy to me is that I actually spent so much time in my business wishing and hoping and searching desperately for an easy button. That's not an exaggeration. Oh my gosh, can I just tell you? There's part of the reason that I have read 2 to 3 books per week is because I'm like, if there's an easy button in one of these books, I am going to find it. And then you better believe I'm going to tell everyone about it. So far, I've read, oh gosh, several hundred books, maybe 400 or 500 books in the last 5 years. I haven't read 2 to 3 books per week, except for like the last year. Haven't found an easy button yet. And trust me, I've searched high, I've searched low. And the tough part about marketing is it makes it seem like there's an easy button. And people will literally promise you things. They'll say, oh my gosh, I've got this one simple strategy, this little easy course that makes everything awesome. And I get it, you guys. Like, that's great marketing. But the truth is, marketing that promises people something in an easy manner is setting people up for disappointment. And I'm going to be so transparent about this. I know and see where I've contributed to that with my own marketing. There have been times where I have taken, it's tempting for leaders to be like, oh, this is the easier path. Now, I will give you guys everything in this podcast because this is what I wish I had known instead of spending forever searching for the easy button. Like, let's just real fast take a look at the journey of my YouTube channel. I tried taking courses on YouTube. I spent a lot of money on several different courses. I hired people to handle all the management of my YouTube course, or I'm sorry, my YouTube channel. I tried different tactics and techniques, and I did all the little trailers on all these different platforms, and I ran ads to my YouTube videos. I was willing to do anything to make this YouTube channel take off, except for the one thing that would actually make it happen. Isn't that funny? So go back 6 years ago. I started my YouTube channel 6 years ago. And if you had told me 6 years ago that the secret was there in front of me all along, the real, not easy button, but the only thing that actually works, I would have been like, no, that makes too much sense. There's got to be something more mysterious, more easy. It's a trick. It's a tactic. There's something I can do. And yet I spent 5 years spinning my wheels on YouTube. 5 years, you guys. Across 5 years, despite building up huge platforms on other platforms, it was crazy. I literally only grew to 4,400 subscribers for 5 years. And then it clicked for me in September of last year. And what's interesting is it clicked in every single area, but YouTube and TikTok were the two that were the catalyst for me in understanding it's not about some cool, tricky thumbnail. It's not about using the perfect hashtag. It's not about making one viral video and hoping that that does the trick. The real button, the hard button, the one that actually does the work and makes it all work together is doing consistent work every single day, doing the hard work. So if you had told me 6 years ago, you're just going to need to post 1, 2, maybe 5 times a week on YouTube and you'll grow, I'd be like, no, there's got to be something more easy. Oh, you guys, I wish I could come on here and be like, there's an easy button. I wish so badly. But here's what I will promise you. By trying to search for the easy button, by buying every single course that promises some big promise that makes everything sound magical and easy when really it's just another repackaged strategy, you will find that you're going to spend a lot more money. You will find that you're going to be frustrated. You'll find that you're not getting the results that you want. You find yourself disillusioned. Your sanity might be on the line. And oh my gosh, and I hope that this never happens to you guys. You may actually sign up for some of the tricky marketing from people who promise huge results, get rich quick, but at what cost? Like, ask yourself, are you willing to do those things if it means you don't see your family or that you may end up having to get a divorce because the business takes priority or precedence? I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to take advice from anyone that I don't respect in many areas of their life. That's always been important to me. I don't expect leaders to be perfect, but if someone's going to tell me you have to hustle 24/7 and I look at the state of their marriage or their relationships with their kids and it's not what I want, then I'm actually not going to shame them for it. I'm just not going to choose that model and that path, which is why I look for people who tell me it's going to be a lot of work. And I'm here to tell you guys today that I've spent a lot of time and money searching. A lot of time and money searching for the easy button. It's not there. It's consistent work. Breakthroughs often come in business or in growth or in following or viewership beyond the point where most people give up. But you have to like look at what you're doing. So you're going to take action steps consistently. Step back, take a look, see how it's working. If it's not working, tweak your strategy, and then go back and do consistent action steps every single day. And then step back and look, is it working? That is truly like the only path. I would have it no other way. And you know what's actually really funny? I used to be so scared. I don't know if you guys have ever heard like work every day, like people are trying to build a business to take yours down. And that was scary to me for a long time. And I saw people like, you know, coming into my community or trying to, you know, take parts of my audience. And that's totally fine. Totally fine. Right. because now that I know how much hard work goes into building a successful business, a strong reputation, a great network of people, I'm like, oh, welcome to the arena. Are you going to be here for the next 5 years? We'll see, right? Now that I know how much work it is, I'm like, I would totally do it all again. Back then, I'm glad I didn't actually know, if that makes sense. I'm glad I didn't know. It's going to take a lot more work than you're expecting. But truth be told, I think I would have spent less time spinning my wheels on tactics and with all sizzle, no steak. But you don't have to worry about your competition, because a magical and weird thing starts happening. So I've been in business now for 5 full years. I think I'm finishing up my 5th full year. Well, it's in April. So 4.5 years I've been in business. And by the end of year one, I noticed a lot of people like pulled themselves out of the competition. They like stopped trying, or they're like, we're going to shift into a different arena. We're going to do something different. And then year two, I saw more people giving up. And I was like, this is really weird. I'm not used to this. I'm not prepared for this. Year three, oh my gosh, like somewhere between 80 and 90% of the people that I started at the same time as had shut down their businesses and given up and walked away and said it's too hard, or blew up their business, or fired everyone in their company, let all their clients go. And I was like, this is so insane. And now I'm in year five, and there's a tiny handful of people who started at the same time as me that we still stay in touch, and we all root for each other because there's this like crazy, mad kindred spirit, respect, collaboration. And what's crazy cool about it is like, we all know, hey, you did the tough thing too. You weren't, maybe you did look for the easy button, but you obviously didn't find it. So you kept doing the work day in and day out. And the same thing is true in every part of business, whether it's YouTube, email marketing, building a social media following, building Facebook groups, building your email list, building up your customer base, connecting with your audience, being live on video, speaking on stages, writing a book. I wrote one book. This is actually an interesting story. I'm actually a little embarrassed to talk about it. But I wrote a book, and I rushed the process because I was trying to get this book done in time for my event, and I just couldn't. I was so tapped out with workload, and I wasn't able to get more chapters in, and it's a short book. It's like 90 pages. And now some people will sell books that are like 20 pages. It's more like a pamphlet. But at the same time, it's interesting because I have a love-hate relationship with that book. It's bittersweet because there's a lot of good stuff in it, but it wasn't my best work, and I know that. And I was, truth be told, trying to hit an easy button with writing a book, and so I don't like push to sell that book because maybe I'm not proud of it, but I will tell you that next time I release a book, I will not have pressed the easy button, and there's going to be a lot of work that went into it, and it's going to be rock solid. It's going to be life-changing, but there is no easy button. It's not there. I've spent a lot of money hiring people who promised easy buttons, and I'm actually happy that there isn't, because I wouldn't have been prepared to handle the things that would happen and occur on the other side of an easy button without having gone through all the hard work. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. Head on over to Click for Life, CLIQUEFORLIFE, and check out what some of my students have said about working with me, learning from me. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.